Welcome to the Invest Smarter podcast, where you'll learn about the power of building wealth through real estate and how you can achieve financial freedom through multifamily investing. If you're interested in learning more about investing in multifamily real estate, head over to our website, sastexascapital.com, and take advantage of our free ebook, Multifamily Millions, How Anyone Can Invest in Apartment Buildings. Now, here's our host, Simon Castillo.
Hey, welcome back, everyone, to another Friday Look Back episode of the Invest Smarter podcast. I'm your host, Simon Castillo, and this is my opportunity to provide you with my best insights and advice into the world of real estate investing, business, and entrepreneurship. So jumping right into it today, what I want to talk about, I had an interesting conversation the other day with a fellow investor, and it started with me simply asking him, you know, what it is that he does. And he went on to speak for about 30 minutes about what he did. And he talked about wholesaling. He talked about fixing and flipping. He talked about wanting to find some small multifamily deals. He talked about the BRRRR method, where you buy, you repair, you rent, you refinance a property. And, you know, so after about 30 minutes, I stopped him and I said, well, you know, how many deals have you done? And his answer was zero. And that reminded me of a quote that if you try to do all of it, you'll do none of it. And the topic then of today's podcast is just keep it simple. And when you complicate things, especially in investing, when you complicate things, especially at a small scale, if you're just starting out, it's only going to get worse for you as you get bigger. So keep it simple. Focus on one thing. I think, and this applies whether you're an experienced investor or if you're just starting out, but create a goal. And then every activity that you are considering doing, run it by that lens or run it through that lens. Does it help you get to your goal? Is it critical in helping you get to your goal? So, you know, for example, if you're early in your real estate career and you want to buy a single family home for an investment, then keep it simple. Define your criteria. 3-bedroom, 2-bath house. You want to buy in a suburban area. You want the price range to be in the $250,000 range. Now, figure out from what you've decided as your criteria for you to get something under contract, because chances are it's not going to be the first offer that's accepted. And it's probably not going to be the second offer that's going to be accepted. You may have to submit multiple offers before you get something that's accepted in terms of getting a property under contract. Now, if you're doing too many things, it's going to cost you, especially as you try to scale your investment activity, because you're going to have a lack of focus, you're going to have a lack of intensity, you're going to have a lack of market knowledge, and you're going to have a lack of economies of scale. If you are scatterbrained, if you're looking to do 5, 6, 7 different investment strategies, you'll become, you know, maybe you'll be okay with some of those strategies, but you won't ever be an expert in any of those strategies. Basically, you'll spread yourself too thin intellectually is really where I'm going. Now, when you scale as a real estate investor, you will be taking on a massive amount of complexity. So my question again is, so why wouldn't you keep it as simple as possible for as long as possible? Now, if you're starting out, that especially applies for you, because at some point when you have multiple properties, at some point when you've scaled, then things will become more complex. You'll have more things on your plate that you'll have to manage, that you'll have to keep in mind. So in the meantime, why not just keep it as simple as possible for as long as possible until you're ready to take that next step. So your goal is not to have 7 different investment strategies, but your ultimate goal as a real estate investor, and I think for most people it's probably true, it's to add zeros to your net worth and to build wealth over time. So go all in on one strategy, go all in on one market, cut out all of the noise. I know for many of us, we have an entrepreneurial brain and it's going to pull you in so many different directions because you're going to want to do everything. You're going to want to do, you know, multiple types of strategies, maybe multiple types of businesses. But if you resist that urge and you focus in the long run, I think you'll come out much better, much more ahead. I think if you train your brain to do, when your entrepreneurial brain wants to do all of these different things, train your brain to do none of them. Now, when you've created your goal, ask yourself this question: is whatever it is I'm thinking about doing, whatever this business venture or this other investment strategy, whatever the case Is it mission critical to help me reach my goals? And then from then on, every decision that you make should be run through this question. And for me, it helps me to start with a no and then force myself to really say yes. So don't fall for the trap of complexity. Keep it simple and focus on the goal. Now, I'm always looking for people who want to partner on investment deals, real estate investment deals. And the best way, if you're ever interested in investing passively or actively, head over to our website, sastexascapital.com. There you can download any of our free resources. You can sign up for a newsletter. That will get you onto our email list. We'll notify you of new investment opportunities as they become available. And I'll also provide you with some additional educational content and material. If you have a friend, share this episode with a friend of yours who is also looking to get educated about real estate investing. It's a great way to learn through podcasts and other content. It's a great way for people to learn. Share the episode and take a few minutes, really just take a few seconds, and leave us a 5-star rating and a review. That just goes a tremendous way to continue to help to grow the show and to continue to attract the guests and the content that you as a real estate investor and an entrepreneur want to and need to listen to. So thanks again for spending these few minutes with me on this Friday. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks again for listening to the Invest Smarter podcast, the show that educates you so that you can take control of your financial future. Be sure to rate the show 5 stars and leave us a review. Make sure that you're subscribed so that you automatically receive the newest edition of the podcast when it's released. If you're interested in learning more about investing in multifamily real estate and taking control of your financial future, head over to our website, sastexascapital.com, and take advantage of our free ebook, Multifamily Millions, How Anyone Can Invest in Apartment Buildings. And be sure to sign up for our mailing list to receive exclusive investment opportunities straight to your inbox. It's time to invest smarter. That's sastexascapital.com.